Little railroad thing.
Is this Mark?
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, it's Danny with the Bank of Cardiff again.
Okay. Yeah, I just wondering, like, let's say a traditional loan at, say, $30,000.
Okay.
For, just to give me a ballpark, say a traditional loan, $30,000. What's your estimate on interest rate and terms and stuff like that?
Yeah, well, I mean, our terms, we have, you know, dailies, you know, or, I mean, that's payments. Our terms are 3 months, and then it ranges to 3 years. You know, that's the longest term, though, is the 3 years. Yeah, payments, you know, range from daily, weekly, monthly. And, yeah, as far
okay,
as...
Say $30,000 for 3 years, and then is there penalty for early pay?
No, there's actually a discount. So say, you know, you pay back the $30K before the deadline, we'll actually give you a discount and approve you for more money. Well, like a quick estimate, well, like what's your, just a ballpark on your gross annual sales?
On our gross annual sales?
Yeah, just the sales, not the net profit, but just sales.
God, it's a tough one.
Yeah.
I should know it, too, because
no, I know
just it's stopped everything off at the tax.
Yeah, I know you're a busy guy, I understand.
God, I don't know what it would...
Just like a ballpark or...
gross total sales of probably... I don't know. 3 to 5, maybe.
Okay, yeah. So I mean, on the, if it's like 3 to 5, I mean, we'd definitely be looking at 30 to 50,000. We can get you approved for, and you would use this money for the inventory, right? You're gonna pay a.
With that.
You're gonna.
Why would we use
I mean,
the money?
Yeah, you'd be using it for like future jobs, right? To that little cushion.
Oh yeah, anything. Yeah, I mean anything business. Yeah, I mean anything business related we need. You know,
okay.
It depends on the interest rate. If you can beat the interest rate, I mean I'm looking to get a dump right now.
Oh, okay.
If I get a dump or a dump trailer, and their interest rates are higher, or if I'm looking to get anything.
Well, so you need the $30K you'd use, you know, for the jobs, but we also have equipment financing.
Right.
That as well, and with equipment financing is more like a traditional loan. Like I said, it's a typical car loan. You know, set up on 2 to 5 year terms with monthly payments, and typically rates start in the low mid single digits on up. But then again, that depends on what you look like on paper. That's not credit's taken into account, but it's not the main thing. The main thing is the sales.
Right.
That's what the loans are primarily based on. So if you have good sales, then we, assume you can cash flow the note. Mark,
I just guessing on the sales part of it.
Yeah.
My one distributor, I think I bought I think we spent like $175 with them this year on our one distributor. So I'm just trying to go off rough numbers off the top of my head.
Yeah. No, I know. This is just rough numbers. If you really want to see, what we could do for you.
I was just looking for a ballpark, that's all.
And if you want to, see exactly what we can do for you, it's a simple process. It's a one-page application. It's a one-page application. It'd be 6 months business bank statements. They just evaluate, like I said, the cash flow or the sales of the company, as well as, your most recent tax return. 2014 is fine. I know you mentioned you're still working on 2015. And we can get you, upon receiving all those documents, we can get you an answer within 24 hours on exactly what you're doing.
Give me something. No, I'm not looking exact. I just a rough investment on $30,000 for 3 years.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
What I'd be looking at.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it can, range from, mid-single digits, all the way to suicidal. That really just depends, what it looks like. Like, for example, if I were to, you do roofing, right? Yeah. So if I were to like kind of tell you like, hey, can you give me an estimate on how much it's going to cost to get, you know, re-roof my house? Could you give me that exact details over the phone? Or, I mean, you can give me an estimate, of course. We can talk that all day. But if you want to actually see what we could do for you, you know, and have a good idea, some hard numbers, you'd have to do like your due diligence and come and check it out, right?
Okay, I understand. So basically, you're not going to give me a rough estimate.
Well, that's
I got your number and I got your name. You showed up on the ID. I appreciate your time. And then if we need you, we'll check in you a little farther.
Hey, okay? Well, yeah, Mark, what's a good email? I'll shoot you over some, you know, highlights of our programs as well as my contact info in that app in case you want to move forward.
I don't know what the heck email he would use. I hate to give out his personal email.
Yeah, it's not going to be, I'm not going to keep, like, sending. I'm just going to send you this one email.
I don't know. Can you just mail it to us?
Yeah, I could. I mean, email is a better way. It'd be quick. Do you have, like, what, an email I could send to you?
Just my, not really, no. If you want to mail it, go ahead and mail it. And then I'll talk it over with them if something that we want to spend 3 or 4 hours in and get an answer or whatever, I'll definitely give you a call back. Okay?
Okay.
I just was looking for a quick estimate off the top of my head. That's all.
Yeah, on the top of your head.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what could you, you know, if you were to say we could get you that, you know, 30 to 50K, like how, what would be your expected return on investment? Like,
what do you mean?
Would this allow you to make, you know, 100,000, or is it going to make allow you to make 60?
Dude, you can't even give me an estimate on what my payments would be or what my interest rate would be.
No,
and you're asking my profits and stuff like that and how much I made last year. I mean, come on.
Yeah, no.
I mean, it's got to work both ways. I'm pouring my heart out to you, and you're just saying, well, you know, give me 3 or 4 of your hours and give me all your numbers, and, you know, well, I mean, I don't know what else to say. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, I don't know where you're pulling the 2 or 3 hours, but okay, I could.
Well,
tell
you said 4 hours, didn't you say 4 hours? About 4 hours of your time, and we'll give you an answer in 4 hours. Is that what you told me?
No, what I said is like we'd need a 1-page app. It'd be 6 months bank statements.
Uh huh.
Business bank statements. They just evaluate the cash flow of the business, and then with off those bank statements, and then your most recent, you know, tax return, 2014. Once we receive all those documents, like best way is through email. I can get you an answer, you know, within 24 hours. There's no like,
okay.
I don't know where you're pulling the 4 hours from or 3 hours.
Because you said about 3 or 4 hours, we could give you an answer. But I must have not heard the 20. I must have heard just the 4. So I just was my fault because I'm on the show.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, but it's basically, once we get all those documents, that's all you have to do on your end. I'm telling, we can get you an answer within 24 hours. And
right.
If for a range, it's pretty standard. And like, we can get you funded at 48 as well. And we do offer the discount, like I was saying, for early payback. And basically, if you want like an estimate, I mean, for example, if you took out 10,000, you know, they're very transparent with what you're paying back. You know, it's a short-term loan, so it's more like a fixed cost. They don't give you like an arbitrary number that you're gonna have to calculate. You know, so basically, if you took out 10,000 and it was, let's say, just an example, 10 cents on the dollar, you pay back, you know, 11,000. So that's how it, how it'd come out. So after you apply, you know, everything, they'll give you hard numbers and show exactly what you're looking at. That's why there's so many different programs. I can't give you like an exact.
That's how I was just wondering on 30,000 for 3 years. That's all I was looking at. So you gave me a ballpark figure. So I appreciate it. And then you can give me just mail what you got to me, and then if we're interested, we'll give you a call back.
Okay. Well, I mean, I got some. Do you have like an email I can send it to you? Like, right?
Emails are tough for us. I mean, because all we got is personal emails, and then business emails. We got secretaries on business, and we don't like to, you know what I mean, everybody to see our business like that. That's why mail can only be opened up by me or my father only. So that's why we kind of like it like that, you know?
Okay, well, do you have a like a fax that I can, I mean, there's a fax?
Yeah, 992-0092. The fax are right to my office.
Okay, yeah, I could go ahead and fax that over to you. And
okay, sounds good.
Yeah, when's a good time to kind of call back? And
I'll have to sit down and talk it over with my father and stuff like that. You can give us a call sometime next week.
Okay. All right. I'll
all right.
Back, yeah, with you next week. All right, Mark. Well, thanks.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye.